World's Best Warrior by Pedro Pablo Sacristan. Corky was a brave young man, an expert swordsman, and he dreamed of becoming the best fighter in the world. In the whole army, there wasn't a single soldier who could beat him. He hoped to become head of the army one day, so he could replace the cowardly old general who was currently in charge. The king liked Corky.
I would like to run your army and replace the general.
The king looked a bit shocked and said,
Your desire is sincere, but I'm afraid it can't happen right now. You still have so much to learn.
That was the worst thing that could have happened to Corky, who became so furious that he stormed out of the palace.
Ah, shucks. I'll show you and that old general.
Determined to learn all there was to know about fighting wars, he went to all kinds of schools, improving his technique and strength, but without really learning any new secrets. Until one day, he went to a very special school, a huge gray fortress on top of a great mountain. He had heard it was the best military school in the world, and only a few students were allowed to train there. On his way, he learned that the old general had studied there, and Corky proceeded, ever more determined to be accepted into the school to learn the great secrets of war. Before entering the fortress, he was made to hand in all his weapons.
You won't need those anymore. Here, you'll be getting better ones, said the guard.
Corky was impressed, and he handed his weapons.